let's talk about African safari animals. Golden grasslands, dense jungles, and dry deserts are all habitats of African animals. Most visitors to Africa go on a safari to see these animals in their natural habitat. Many of the species a person will see on a safari are unique to Africa. Jeeps are often used on African safari tours. Would you feel safe viewing wild animals in a Jeep? Why or why not? What animal would you most like to see on an African safari? Lion, giraffe, elephant, zebra, cheetah, other animals? The lion is the second largest wild cat in the world and is known as the king of the beasts. Female lions are smaller and more agile than males, which is why they are the main hunters of the group. Male lions protect their cubs and their territory while the females are searching for food. You're more likely to see lions snoozing than in active pursuit of their dinner while on a safari. Even though they spend up to 20 hours a day at rest, they are the most social wildcat species. They live in groups of around 30 lions, called prides. Male lions have thick manes that protect their neck while fighting. Do you think this lion's mane is beautiful? Why or why not? After a successful hunt, lions in a pride share their meal and eat together. Do you prefer to eat alone or with friends and family? Why? The African elephant is the world's largest mammal, weighing in at over 6 tons. Elephants have long trunks that they use for smelling, breathing, drinking, and grasping objects. That's one multi-purpose tool. The tip of the trunk even has 2 fingers that allow for extreme dexterity. Elephants are very smart and share some traits with humans. They have the ability to learn through watching, are able to mimic actions, have a good memory, and have a great capacity for compassion. They even care for the wounded and grieve for the deceased. When a friend returns, elephants take part in a joyous greeting ceremony where they spin in circles, flap their ears, and trumpet. Do you get excited when you get to see a long-lost friend? Elephants have tusks they use for digging and fighting. Do you think tusks would make tasks easier or harder for humans? Why? Giraffes are the tallest land animals in the world at 16 to 18 feet tall. Years ago, people believed the giraffe was a cross between a leopard and a camel because of its spotted pattern and its long neck and legs. Giraffes consume over 100 pounds of leaves and twigs a day. When they eat, they stick out their tongues. This puts them at risk for sunburn on their tongue. Luckily, they have blue tongues, which are high in a pigment called melanin. This provides natural protection from the sun. Giraffes have many unique features. Both male and females have skin-colored knobs on top of their heads, called ossicones. Also, when giraffes walk, they move both legs on one side of their body and then both legs on the other side. This way of walking is unique to giraffes. Giraffes sleep less than 2 hours a day. Do you think you could survive on 2 hours of sleep? The black and white stripes of the zebra make it one of the most recognizable animals in the world. Their stripes come in many different patterns, unique to each zebra. These striped safari animals are a relative of the horse. Zebras are more difficult to train than horses, but they can be domesticated with a lot of hard work. Would you be willing to ride a zebra? Why or why not? Zebras eat only plants and spend a majority of their day grazing on grass. They also chew on leaves and stems. To keep up with their frequent grinding of these foods, zebras' back teeth continue to grow throughout their lives. Zebras sleep standing up and in large groups to protect them from danger. Does this sound like it would be uncomfortable? The cheetah is a beautiful species known for its incredible speed. They are capable of short bursts of up to 70 miles per hour, making them the fastest land animal. Their wide nostrils, large lungs, huge fast-twitch leg muscles, and small body frame allow them to reach top speeds. Cheetahs cannot climb trees or roar, but they can chirp and even purr. Unlike most cats, cheetahs have terrible night vision. This is why they hunt during the day. The cheetah's fur color and black spots allow it to camouflage in the grass of the savanna. Although sometimes confused with leopards, cheetahs are distinguished by their tear-stained marks. These black marks run from the corners of their eyes down the side of their nose to their mouth. Cheetahs have black tear-stained marks on their face. Does it look like this cheetah cub is crying? African animals display the widest variety in size and structure of any of the continents. These safari animals are Africa's most famous wildlife. Africa is a wonderland for animal lovers and a schoolroom for anyone who wants to learn about nature and beauty. This completes our story and discussion. Would you like to do this again sometime?